Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Dr. Ajay Nuka. I'm frequently asked, what are the practical considerations in management of the most common adverse events with monoclonal antibodies? The next class of agents are the monoclonal antibodies. There are two drugs that are approved, the elotuzumab and daratumumab. Elotuzumab is approved in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone. Both these drugs, the elotuzumab and daratumumab, come with side effects of infusion-related reactions and myelosuppression. What you need to watch out for is the combination agent. Elotuzumab in combination with lenalidomide can cause myelosuppression. So care should be taken to monitor and make appropriate reductions in the lenalidomide, not the elotuzumab, certainly can help us to overcome this toxicity. Same thing with daratumumab in combination with lenalidomide or daratumumab in combination with pomalidomide. Appropriate dose reductions, even to start with in a regimen like daratumumab, pomalidomide, and dexamethasone, we'd start with pomalidomide at 3 milligrams, and if the patient does not have any side effects, we progress to the next regimen. We progress to the next dose of 4 milligram full dose. So the other reactions are the infusion-related reactions that you can see, and these can be successfully overcome when you give appropriate pre-medications with steroids. And also, there has been adequate data to say using Montelukast as a pre-medication certainly helps with mitigating these side of the infusion-related reactions. Thank you for viewing this activity.